The J-1 visa is often used to bring foreign workers to jobs at the Jersey Shore or at summer camps. But among the 300,000 active visas, about 11,000 belong to medical residents who work and train in U.S. hospitals. More than 1,000 of them are in Pennsylvania and New Jersey, often specializing in high-need areas like internal medicine and pediatrics. In an era of travel bans and tougher immigration policies, some administrators worry whether they can keep depending on J-1 visas to fill these jobs. For WHYY News, Kyrie Greenberg reports.
Anna Midlovska is in her second year of a 7-year surgery residency at the Hospital of the University of Pennsylvania.
Most of the night, you just keep going for 24 hours without sleeping, so your body is drained, but also this is why I think people who end up in surgery and decided they want to do surgery, like, they are fully aware that this is the life that they're going to have for the next 7 years.
She was a professional tennis player who graduated at the top of her class at Wake Forest University, then attended medical school back home in Poland. After earning top marks, she applied to train as a medical resident through the J-1 visa, and then was matched with Penn. She says surgery requires her full attention, but her visa is a close second.
You are committing yourself to a lot of stress going through the entire process, and some people just don't want to go through all of it, even though they are exceptional, and they decide to just stay in their home countries or go to Great Britain.
Midlovska is not unusual. Stacy Smith, the vice chair for education at Lehigh Valley Health Network in Allentown, says across the U.S., healthcare depends on international trainees like her.
You know, just as an example, with internal medicine, we need probably 7,000 trainees in internal medicine each year, yet our medical schools only produce 18,000 graduates total for all of the specialties. So there's no way we can ever have enough people to fill those spots. So we rely probably on 50% of our spots being filled by international medical graduates.
He says residents who are vetted through J-1 are especially nice for hospitals in hard-to-recruit areas like Allentown. Lehigh Valley relies on about 60 new J-1 trainees a year. Not as many as Penn, but a relatively high percentage.
In a way, it's a luxury being able to take visa applicants because you're able to cherry-pick some of the most talented candidates from a multitude of different countries. And you can pick people with top board scores, top experiences, top skills that really actually add some robust educational experience to our current training program.
The J-1 is not a work visa. It is a temporary cultural exchange program coordinated by the State Department and consulates around the world. For medical residents, the vetting process involves the CIA and a finance check, as well as a letter from the candidate's home country saying it is in need of the specialty they will train in. The maximum stay is 7 years. William Pinsky is president of the Educational Commission for Foreign Medical Graduates, the agency that certifies and recruits future doctors through J-1. He says the Trump administration's immigration policies have weakened the program.
Decisions could be made not understanding what the impact would be for healthcare.
And Smith says federal policies, travel bans or otherwise, are affecting which applicants they select for Allentown.
I think what's going to happen is now we're deferring or looking over a lot of these applications because they come from countries where we know they're going to have problems with immigration, and we're settling or choosing other candidates that aren't as talented.
At Penn, Midlovska's surgical residency is a series of 1-year contracts, which means she needs to go to Poland to renew her visa. She says even though she's from a country that's relatively easy with immigration, there's still a lot of uncertainty.
They might say that, sorry, we are not giving it to you this year, and you don't really know if everything going to happen on time and you'll be able to come back and start your next year. And, you know, I can't even imagine how stressful it is for people who come from the countries where there is active conflict.
She says her goal is to further her training in trauma surgery by serving in the U.S. military. That is, if her J-1 goes smoothly and she successfully applies for a different kind of visa. But if it works out, she says all that extra paperwork would be worth it.
I treat this country as my home. So knowing that in 7 years, I'll once again gonna pack my things and go back or go somewhere else, it is a weird feeling to have in the back of my head.
One quarter of all trainees working in U.S. hospitals went to medical school abroad. Yet in the past year, hundreds fewer people applied for the J-1 program. Pinsky says it's unclear how they'll fill all the spots in the long run if the trend continues. For WHYY News, Kyrie Greenberg.